This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. This coming week, Joe Biden, Dennis Kucinich, and John Edwards are planning to be in New Hampshire.
Last week, it was the former mayor of New York City, Republican Rudolph Giuliani, who was in the Granite State.
Live free or die and all that. It's a small state, but what's important here is that it is the home of the nation's earliest presidential primary.
But not so fast. There is a scramble on to move in on New Hampshire's turf. Other states are gunning for its place in the starting lineup, and the biggest interloper here is a player more than 16 times New Hampshire's size, California. We'll have more on that later.
So, primaries in the state of New Hampshire, in the state of California, and in a state of flux. It's going to take some time for things to sort out. And we have some time because the New Hampshire primary is still about a year away, about a year.
We don't know, Robert, exactly when.
NPR's Art Silverman is here with us, just back from the Granite State. And Art, a place you worked as a newspaper reporter 30 years ago. What did you learn this time?
Well, first I learned to bring better gloves and hat. But I also learned that the New Hampshire Secretary of State can take the state's primary, stick it far ahead of any other state he wants to. Iowa has this clause that says its caucus can go 8 days earlier. But as far as other states, the Secretary of State in New Hampshire can actually move the primary ahead of them.
How long, though, can he wait until he fixes a date for the primary?
Well, he could wait till the end of the year. He can even decide to hold the 2008 New Hampshire primary in 2007, this year.
So, Art, really, all these candidates that are starting to file through New Hampshire are not too early at all.
Oh, no, not at all. And that brings me, and you by proxy, to the state capitol building in Concord. If you want to be president of the United States, this is where you have to start. Park on Main Street. A quarter will buy you 30 minutes on the meter. Might as well put two in for an hour. Stroll across the courtyard to the Golden Dome of the State House. Walk past that statue of the 14th president of the United States, Franklin Pierce. You know, he's the only president New Hampshire ever gave the nation.
All right, you're forgetting one. You're forgetting Jed Bartlett on the West Wing.
Go into the state capitol building. Ask the security guard where the Secretary of State's office is.
204. Just take the elevator up, follow the rooms around till you come to 204.
Okay, so we're getting close.
Let's take the stairs. The elevator's much too slow. Walk past those handsome pictures of past New Hampshire governors, those big oil paintings. They all have names like Ezekiel, Onslow, Ichabod, and they don't look very happy.
Maybe it's because they were called Ezekiel, Onslow, and Ichabod.
Take a left at the end of the hall there, and you go to the big brown table on your right and ask Assistant Secretary of State Karen Ladd to tell you what to do next.
We have a Declaration of Candidacy form that you need to fill out. Just your name, your address, your party affiliation, and it's a $1,000 filing fee.
$1,000, and then you're on the ballot, right?
Yep, they take cash or check. You're on the ballot for the New Hampshire primary.
But, of course, as we've said, we don't know exactly when that primary is going to be.
No, we don't.
So, Art, why does New Hampshire always want to be first?
Good question. That's why I asked you in advance to be sure to ask it. Otherwise, it would be hard to pivot here to my story, which begins now.
Okay.
Why is precisely what I went to New Hampshire to find out. At first, I thought it had something to do with all the money, all the attention. You know, state gets this every 4 years. But when I checked with the tourism people there, they said, no, not so. The candidates, media, don't bring that much money to the state.
Well, where did you go, Art? You went to the State House. Where did you go to try to find the answer to this pressing question?
Everybody said he had to stop at the Merrimack restaurant. It's on Elm Street in Manchester, the largest city in the state. And I went in there and I found Jane Davis. She's been a waitress at the restaurant for 23 years. And even back when she was in high school, she was meeting candidates. She met John Kennedy in the kitchen of her own home. And she still considers Bill Clinton like a best friend. And now she's eager to get another front row seat and watch this year's procession begin.
Joe Biden, not yet. Miss Clinton, no. Chris Dodd stopped in very briefly one day. Bill Richardson did stop by earlier, about a couple of months ago. John McCain was supposed to stop by, but something interfered, but he said he'd be back. We do have a candidate upstairs, however, who has rented a space from us.
And that would be, of course, Illinois Republican John Cox.
Who sends me email, by the way.
Another reason people in the Granite State say they should have the primary is history. They've done it for so long, so why change now?
Okay, Art, so where'd you go next?
I went to a place, get this, Liar's Paradise.
Excellent name.
Excellent name, and I got some really honest answers there. This store is in the town of Nottingham, New Hampshire. And I found out that while people in other states might recall their first love, their first car, In New Hampshire, people like Gail Powell, a customer I found at Liar's Paradise, recalls meeting her first candidate. I asked her about her first time.
Wanda Wilkie. I had all these pins. I had a hat. I had everything. Do you want to hear about Nixon or Dewey or anything?
We do.
Of course we do. Gail Powell says she's now concerned that the Democratic Party, the National Democratic Party, has put Nevada's caucus ahead of her state. Powell says that's a bad move.
Think twice before you move this primary, because it's in the history of other states. But I think if you take us out, it's like taking a piece out of American values. Be very careful if you want to slice us out of the pie, because we do a big job here in sorting down the people that go through.
I also met another person in Liar's Paradise who defends New Hampshire being first in the nation. John Desmond says the state's people are in the best position to test the candidate.
We make up our minds without any influence from outside. We're not looking to see what California did or what New York did or anything. We're making up our minds because of the people who have come here, how they've talked to us, how we've met them, how we've discussed the issues.
But you've guaranteed that by not letting the other people come first. So you're...
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
Another thing that is absolutely going to happen is that a man named Bill Gardner will uphold the state law.
The primary will be on town meeting day, which will be the second Tuesday of March. However, Secretary of State was given the authority to set the date to preserve the New Hampshire tradition.
So the law actually says it'll be in March. It's always earlier than it states in the law.
Yeah, it's tied to the old traditional town meeting date, but it hasn't fallen on that date in a while because he does this every 4 years.
All right, I've met Bill Gardner before, and he's really the keeper of the flame of New Hampshire's first in the nation status. He's the guy.
He's the guardian, and he believes it absolutely. He's not just following the law. He talked passionately about keeping New Hampshire first and the reasons why. When I talked to him, he sat me down and started by going way back to the colonial times to establish New Hampshire's instinct in checking things out very carefully.
That there's a place you can go to without the biggest bankroll or the have held a national office, but you can walk in and pay your filing fee like everybody else, get on the ballot, and have a chance.
That's a noble answer from New Hampshire's Secretary of State, Bill Gardner. But the best answer I got the whole time I was up there to why should New Hampshire get to be the first state to hold a presidential primary was given to me by an old friend. She said the state should keep its place as the first primary because it wants to so much. And that, I figured, was as good as any reason I heard.
Why not?
Very, very essentially political explanation. Thank you, NPR's Art Silverman. And thank you for bringing us back a New Hampshire presidential primary election application form.
Which we'll fill out when we have time.